On a rough stretch of bike path near downtown Northampton, Ruthie Woodring maneuvers her rig at a safe 10 miles per hour. She's hitched a metal trailer to her bicycle, loaded it about 5 feet high with plastic containers, and set off on her work route.
So the trailer is about 6 feet long and 2 feet wide, about the same width as bicycle handlebars, so it's really maneuverable in traffic.
This is Woodring's work vehicle. She's co-founder and delivery person for the Pedal People, a bike-powered garbage and recycling service based in Northampton.
Pedal People, we do kind of like the private trucking companies do, only we do it all with bicycles and long bicycle trailers. So we do curbside pickups. We go and pick up people's trash and recyclables and take it to the transfer center.
Each week, this worker-owned collective of six or so bicycle enthusiasts uses bike trailers like this to complete some 30 garbage trips throughout Northampton. In total, they satisfy the solid waste needs of 175 homes and businesses. Pedal People is possible partly because the town of Northampton does not provide garbage collection. Instead, this service is left to private contractors. According to Woodring, this made Northampton the right market for a small pedal-powered garbage operation.
I'd been a messenger in Chicago, a bike messenger, and always wanted to support myself through riding my bike, and then I moved to Northampton. Like, there was a perfect niche. This service people are already paying money for, and we could do it on a bicycle.
However, launching Pedal People also required cooperation from the town. Typically, businesses are required to deliver garbage to the city landfill, about 6 miles outside of town. However, because this would prohibit motorless garbage pickup, the city made an exception for any bike-powered service. This allowed Pedal People to instead deliver waste to a transfer center located on Route 9 in Florence.
We never would have been able to get off the ground if it hadn't been for some support that we got from the city. The city recognizing that this is a good thing to make a sustainable Northampton. The fact that they allow us to take things to the transfer center instead of going out to the dump, you could say, is a form of subsidizing us.
But facilitating bicycle-powered garbage collection offered a trade-off. Although Pedal People handles a relatively small percentage of Northampton waste, the service it does provide offers a green alternative to automobile-powered garbage collection. Using bikes cuts down on gas usage, carbon emissions, and traffic. And this is where Pedal People finds its niche, among conscientious consumers.
They're friendly, they're reliable, and they're great for the environment.
Nancy Felton is co-owner and manager of Broadside Books, a local business that is serviced by Pedal People.
Certainly environmentally, it feels like just the right thing to do. I don't know that I could ride a bike that would have those kinds of trailers behind hauling all that stuff, but the fact that they can and they do is just feels like that much less gas to use, that much fewer emissions in the atmosphere, and I think it's great.
Since Woodring and co-founder Alex Jarrett established the operation in 2002, Pedal People has completed over 8,000 bike-powered trash runs and grown to a team of about six bicyclists. Woodring, who previously worked as a bike messenger, is a strong believer in the potential of bicycles to help people live cleaner, healthier, and more fruitful lives.
I have a lot of hope in the bicycle, the power that the bicycle has to bring peace to people's lives through, like, the nonviolence of not using up so many resources, as well as the community building of you can talk to people. It's a more human scale interaction. When I'm riding places, I can see people, say hi.
After nearly 4 years working with Pedal People, she says she can hardly imagine a more ideal job.
I feel so lucky to be able to combine my fun, my work, my exercise, and my social activism, all in one.
Each garbage route is about 4 miles long and ends at the transfer center in Florence. Woodring comes here frequently enough to know the staff by first name. For instance, she knows Susan is working today because Mozart can be heard wafting from a set of giant loudspeakers set up outside.
So this is the transfer center. This big open 4-foot square mouth, bottomless pit to throw trash into, another one for paper. Big rollaway dumpsters for containers.
In the final act of her garbage route, Woodring pulls her bicycle rig alongside the other cars and joins several other people loading stacks of paper into giant recycling containers. At this point, her task is no different from anyone else's, except that when she's done, she'll go home on two wheels and not four. For Valley Free Radio, I'm John Kiesecker.